And now it's time for part 3 of the Rose Pricks Ho Breakdown for season 21 of The Bachelor. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV, Watch What Crappens podcast, and the new Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobook recaps from Trash Talk TV. Just search Trash Talk TV in your podcast directory. And I'm here with my gorgeous, wonderful little bestie, Stephanie Wilder.
Hey, you can find me on For Crying Out Loud. With Lynette,
yeah, for Corolla. Crying out loud on Twitter at S Wilder Taylor.
Every Tuesday and Friday. Yeah.
How do you like
that
one?
Okay. All right. We are breaking down the Bachelor hoes, and we're doing a pretty good job. We still have quite a few left, though.
We're going into our third hour.
Yes, third hour of preseason, of pregame.
Yes.
Before the actual show starts.
Yes. So, everybody, Merry Christmas, wherever you are. Lord knows when you're listening to this. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, et cetera, et cetera. We love you, and we can't wait to talk to you again in 2017.
Speaking of Hanukkah, our first girl that we're up to, Lacey, is wearing a Jewish star around her neck. So,
above,
I guess
a turquoise.
That means she's Jewish. But she's blonde.
She's like, I just really like stars. Why does everybody keep saying L'chaim? Okay, like, I'm just outside.
She's going to be a smarty pants. She's 25. She's a digital marketing manager. We should hire her. She has no tattoos. If you could have lunch with three people alive or dead, who would you pick and what would you order? They love that question.
Mm-hmm.
Shakespeare, J.K. Rowling, Joe Jonas, and a burger and fries. She's trying too hard.
She is. Like, this girl, I feel like she wouldn't have lunch with Shakespeare. I mean, honestly, who would? Like, I wouldn't understand the thing he's saying.
No.
Speak English. J.K. Rowling, love your books. Don't need to have lunch with you. Joe Jonas, everybody wants to fuck him. And then who doesn't want a damn burger and fries?
Yeah. Not feeling her.
What's your greatest achievement so far? Graduating with a double degree and learning Arabic.
Well, you didn't go build an orphanage in China.
She didn't need to, because she has a mic that she just dropped onto the ground. I feel like she just, like, dropped her mic and was like, bye.
Yep.
I'm out of here.
But she didn't realize that that other girl made an orphanage. She's like, she's probably thinking that she's, like, the shit. She's like, none of these other bitches be graduating with a double degree and learning Arabic. And then the other girl's going to be like, better wait up, ho. I built an orphanage. It's going to come down to those two.
There's a lot of orphanage talk, I feel like, in this cast. What if the girl who builds orphanages knows the girl from the orphanage? And then this girl's like, I hate them both because I have a double degree in dolphin gerbilism from not being a turkey.
Isn't it weird that, okay, this is just an interesting thing. They've gone, well, okay. What I was going to say is not really true. They went in alphabetical order, and yet we've totally gone off the dolphin thing. But then they haven't asked people their favorite animal in a while either.
And
so that could be that.
I feel like that's unfair. I mean, we're doing a really good job at guessing the animals. I mean, tigers are doing a lot better than I thought they would. Tigers are killing it today.
Yep.
Lots of people want to be a tiger.
I didn't see Pegasus coming, so that was surprising.
I didn't either. Just any kind of horse. But this girl likes Armageddon, Step Brothers, and Wedding Crashers, and her guilty pleasure is Dancing with the Star.
I've never heard of Step Brothers, but now it's come up twice. Have you?
That's Will Ferrell and What's-His-Buns.
Oh, okay.
What's your biggest date fear? That he's going on another date right after. That has happened before.
Oh, boy. That's a good one.
If you could any fruit or vegetable, what would you be? An apple, a little tough on the outside, but sweet on the inside. This girl seems like smart, normal.
Yeah, she does. What's your biggest regret? Giving people third or fourth chances. That's a good answer.
Yeah. Your big mistake was number two. The second chance, okay?
Yeah.
How important is your family's approval to you when it comes to dating? Very. I've never brought anyone home, and my family means everything to me.
Oh, God. She's never brought anyone home? She's 25.
Yeah, that means... I don't know. She's too normal for this show. Why is she on here?
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye. Okay. Get out of here. Get a job with your 90 degrees. What the fuck are you doing here?
Exactly. Okay, we did Christina. Okay, we're up to Lauren.
Okay, Lauren is a wonky-eyed model who doesn't know she's pretty.
Oh, she's not a model. She's Oh, no, she's not a model.
Well, she could be. Like, she's very beautiful, but she's like, one eye doesn't close the same as the other. I'm hideous. And everybody else is like, you're a model. She's like, people only like me because they want to fuck me.
You know what? We're going to find out she had a stroke, and you're going to feel really bad about this.
Well, I mean, that's a good stroke to have. It only, like, slightly wonky-eyed her. I mean, it was gentle.
What if every person we made fun of had some tragic backstory? It was just a new thing they're going for this season.
I don't care if this entire season was children with cancer. I'm making fun of them. They came on The Bachelor.
She's 30. She looks younger than that.
No, she doesn't.
In her picture. She's a law school. Her occupation. Okay. She's 30 years old and her occupation is law school graduate. That's not a job.
That's like literally not a job.
It's literally not a job. Basically, you're saying you're an unemployed lawyer.
She's like, graduate of the School of Law.
Yeah. And I'm trying not to obviously have a job. No tattoos. What's your best date memory? Great dinner, conversation, and mini golf. Oh. Wow, that's your best. Read the next question.
It's like date night with my dad. If you could be any animal, which would you be? Yes, I was worried for a second that because her occupation is being a graduate, that she wasn't going to be a goddamn moron. But here she is, swimming up to you. Is she a mammal? Is she a fish? How does she catch fish that well? And how can she hear a boat coming 90 miles away? Because she's a dolphin. She's a dolphin.
They're so cute and smart, and they get to live in such a beautiful environment under the sea. I think we just solved the mystery of why she doesn't have a job as a lawyer.
She's like, I've been looking for myself. I've almost drowned like 4 times.
Oh, my God. How would you describe yourself as a lover? I give 100%.
That means she swallows. Always
try to keep the relationship fun and full of adventure.
That girl does anal.
I have a cheek full of seed at all times.
Basically, my mouth is like the checkout at Osh. There's always seeds of different strains.
Oh my God. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Hopefully married with kids and lots of pets and a house full of laughter and jism.
I'd pus sacks in my mouth from all the seed that I planted over the years.
Oh my God.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? With a sore throat. Possibly under the sea. If I learn to breathe underwater by then.
What are 5 things you can't live without? My super soft vintage Hall & Oates t-shirt. Oh, I want one of those. Chapstick, my family, sushi, music, and cum.
They're like, how did that girl die so young? She just graduated from law school. They're like, she didn't need water.
Oh, God.
She's dried out and died. I'm so proud of a girl not needing water to live. It's like one of the only ones in this cast.
This is getting so redundant.
How dare you? This is a totally original person, okay? Wonky-eyed Cindy. Movies. Wait, what's her name? Lauren.
All-time favorite movies. Step Brothers. Dirty Dancing. Hocus Pocus. Did you have any idea that Step Brothers was such a good movie?
I think it's an age thing. Like, you know how we all like Goonies and E.T.? They were just at a different time. Well, I don't know. She's got Dirty Dancing on there and Hocus Pocus. Those are from my teen years.
Yeah,
which also leads me to believe that this girl is not 30. I'm sorry. This girl's pushing 40.
This last question is just like, if you could go anywhere in the U.S., first of all, why would you ask that? Where would you go? State parks. Like Grand Canyon or Utah. I love the rock formations.
I'm from Naples, Florida. Literally anywhere. Just give me a ticket and I will be there. Anywhere that accepts almost graduated people as working citizens. This next girl looks like perfect. Like she was drawn in a cartoon. Look at those eyes. Michelle.
She's really pretty.
Aged truck owner.
Food truck owner.
Would anybody like to buy some age? This girl's 24. She's a food truck owner in L.A., and she's 5'1". Oh, she's not going to take anyone's shit. A chef in a food truck? Oh, hell no. They'll kill you.
I'm liking her already.
If she can have lunch with three people, alive or dead, what would you order? Albus Dumbledore, Sunday roast. With Gwen Stefani, she would have tacos. And with Princess Diana, she'd have fish and chips.
That's very random.
And also, love all those people. I don't know if I need to eat with Gwen Stefani, but yeah. Albus Dumbledore, lots of questions. What's a typical Sunday night?
Saturday night, Ronnie.
Oh, sorry.
Dinner and drinks with my girlfriends or take out Chinese in a movie.
Meh.
She's super normal. Do you speak any other languages besides English? Portuguese.
Ooh.
So is she Portuguese? No, I don't think so.
I don't know, but she went hang gliding in Rio. What is your ideal mate's personality like? Must have a great sense of humor, caring, loyal, observant. Okay. If you wanted to impress a man, why? What would you do and why? I would take him kayaking because it's one of my favorite hobbies. Oh my God, this girl is boring the hell out of me. But I would probably hang out with her in real life.
Yeah. Okay. We should really move on from her because she's really pretty and she'll probably last for a few weeks, but she's not going to win.
Yeah, she's pretty and smart and normal. You're on the wrong show, honey.
Yeah.
And I feel bad even calling you honey. You deserve better. Okay?
Okay. This next girl looks like she's going to be the crazy one. Right?
A crazy Asian lady.
Crazy eyes.
Beautiful. I like that you can see crow's feet. I like that she's like, she says she's 25, but she's like 36.
Yeah.
Yeah. She sells apparel. She's an apparel sales rep from Anchorage,
Alaska.
She lives
in Alaska. She's not going to, he's not moving to Alaska.
I don't think the guy moves for the girl, right? The girl, I mean, if the guy is the lead of the show, doesn't the girl have to move for the guy? How does that work?
She's going to be crazy. I have a feeling.
Well, if she was going to approach a man that she'd never met before, how would she go about that? And she's like, well, it depends on the situation and where we are at, but I would try to make eye contact with him and smile. And if he comes over to me, I would introduce myself.
And then I would tell him I'm on a lot of medication.
What an insane plan. Could you imagine this girl at the bar trying to make eye contact? She's like, ugh. Like, you can just feel it.
This is interesting, though. What's the most outrageous thing you've ever done? Trying out for my high school football team and becoming the kicker. That can't be true, right?
Well, I'm looking at her more closely now. There might be a surprise here this season.
Oh, God.
This is not a blushing flower. This is a blushing penis, okay?
This is interesting. Hers is like so much shorter than the other ones. Do you think they were just like, you're boring? Boring. Goodbye.
Yeah. They're like, you have a penis. That will pull us through the second half of the season. So skip. What's your most embarrassing moment? When I was a maid of honor for the first time, the speech I gave was so bad that I just started crying and I had to stop the speech and say, I'm sorry, it's my hormones. And then I had to sit back down. Then everyone was like, oh my God. And then I saw
a
cute guy.
Hormones are kind of a new thing. Yeah.
They're still being adjusted. My favorite author is Nicholas Sparks. Okay, so she didn't say The Notebook, but she kind of did.
Yeah.
What are you most afraid of?
Spiders. That's what girls say, right? Girls don't like spiders. Okay.
Yeah, spiders. And dying alone. Spiders and dying alone. If you could be a fictional character, who would you be? Superwoman, because she saves the world. Also, she has a uniform similar to Superman, but totally different parts underneath. Don't look so closely.
Oh my God. Okay.
Now what are y'all doing over there? They building a damn house?
Yeah, they're doing something with the trash. You're just going to have to ignore that. We've been recording for 3 hours. At some point, my family has to move around the house. Why are there people alive in there? Make them stop. Okay, we have another lady of color. Why do all of the black women on the show have like very defined and toned arms?
Yes, they do have very nice arms.
It's super pretty. Another super pretty one.
At least Rachel. They didn't tell her to say her name is Jasmine. Fucking show. She's an attorney from Dallas.
Okay, this girl could
gorgeous.
Be
gorgeous.
Yep.
Tattoos, yes, right rib cage. I guess I just didn't know that was a thing, the rib cage.
I guess it is.
And it says reciprocity. Left waist Bible verse. Okay, so this isn't someone who's going to end up on Bachelor in Paradise.
No.
Yeah, I feel like this is one season.
Yeah, if you could be someone else just one day, who would it be and why? Michelle Obama. Girl, she's everything.
And of course, Michelle Obama. She's got those big strong arms, those big gorgeous arms.
What is your greatest... Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just giving you shit.
He's making a... Well, does he have to be doing that?
He's beating the children with a rolling pin. That's what I'm imagining.
He's probably emptying the espresso thing that he crunched, whatever. What's your greatest achievement to date? Graduating law school and passing the bar first time.
Oh, atta girl, that's not easy. Do you have a serious fear of any kind of animal? I hate things that fly, e.g. birds and grasshoppers. Oh my god, she's gonna hate the flying horse lady.
And she's gonna hate the girl that's favorite animal is birds that fly.
She's going to be like, so what do you like? I mean,
only likes birds that walk.
I like She's birds like, that I fly. Like She's going to be like, I hate things that fly. And they're going to be like, pool push.
Do you have a fear of aging and are you doing anything to prevent it? No. My mom is 60 and looks amazing. Black don't crack.
Yes. Okay. What's your biggest regret you've had to date? Focusing too much on my career. Oh, no. This is one who's going to blame her career for not being able to find a man. I'm very powerful and strong. So, all I really need is a man.
Well, also, apparently, she's not focused that much on her career. She's taking 2 months off to go on The Bachelor.
Yeah. She's like, I passed the bar, and then I decided, fuck it. Going to be a slut on TV. It's worth it.
This chick is smart, though.
What's your biggest regret you've had to date? Oh, yeah, we already said that. Most embarrassing to listen to, Justin Bieber.
These girls love their beliefs. Well, at least it's embarrassing when the other girl was like, I am not embarrassed about anything. I'm proud to be a believer.
Mm-hmm. Except that other people think I should be embarrassed. You know, like, am I embarrassed that I listen to Shakespeare? No, thou isn't. What are you most afraid of? That I've missed out on my chance at finding love.
Because I'm a workaholic.
Oh, girl. All right.
Who's your favorite artist and why? Jean-Michel Basquiat. Who is that?
Basquiat?
There's
a film about him. Maybe you should look at it. It's very dramatic. He's on Westworld now, okay? Basquiat made it out fine. He's got an HBO show. He's doing great. He was so mysterious and died so young. There's so much we don't know about him and could have received from him in the art world. Aw, you could have gotten a better rib tattoo.
I guess he's the artist. She's okay. She's gonna go farther than some other people.
This girl looks crazy. This girl looks like a crazy male.
Oh,
Raven.
No. Is it Raven?
Yeah.
Oh God. She looks like Teresa.
She does. She looks like a drag queen playing Teresa Giudice.
Yep. She really does.
She's from Hoxie R, Arkansas. No, that's AK. Oh, what's AR? Not Arizona, that's AZ. What's AR? Hoxie.
Arkansas.
That's AK, I think.
No, that's Alaska.
Oh. I don't know. I'm stupid. I'm dumb enough to be on this show. Unfortunately, not hot enough. All-time favorite movie, Uptown Girls.
Oh, wait, Arizona.
No, that's
Arizona?
AZ.
Oh.
There's a lot of AR. I'm going to look it up now. I'm so upset. I know someone's hitting their steering wheel right now like these fucking idiots. AR state abbreviations. Arkansas. I thought that was AK. Okay.
Oh, that's... No. AK.
Oh my God. Who cares? We're like Googling on a podcast. Who does that? She's from Hoxie. She's 5'6", no tattoos.
AK is Alaska. That's what I said.
But it's not AK, it's AR.
No, Arkansas is AR. Alaska is AK.
Whatever. My name is RK, so get in line.
And American Samoa is AS. Okay. Listen,
this girl
Ronnie,
could be American Samoa.
Yeah. I don't, we're, oh God, her all-time favorite movie is Step Brothers.
That movie is cleaning up today. If you could be someone else for one day, who would it be and why? Blue Ivy, who doesn't want to be the child of Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Of people. Oh God. Oh God, who's your favorite actor and why? Brittany Murphy, when she was alive. Oh, really? You don't like a lot of her work after she died?
I really was disappointed in Dead Clueless. She's like, Dead Clueless totally didn't work for me. But, you know, alive Brittany Murphy was good.
After she died, it just seemed like her movies just were kind of lifeless, you know? Just like not a lot of plot.
I mean,
the
seriously.
Pictures were good, but the actual movies were not really good after she died.
When Ashton Kutcher is trying to make love to her and she's decomposing, I mean, gross. I feel like she lost something towards the end there. I mean, other than her life. If you could be a fictional character, who would you be and why? Jasmine! That hair and a pet tiger.
Oh, another Disney princess.
Another fucking tiger, too. Do you have a fear of aging? No. Oh, I'm sure I'll use cosmetic procedures to my advantage, but tastefully done.
Oh, God.
Too late.
She needs to get started on that.
You cannot unbreak an egg, okay?
What hair products do you use? Anything that's cheap, LOL. Maybe that's not a good idea. How good of a cook are you?
She's like White Rain. And by White Rain, I mean jizz.
And then she goes to the next round for that. Okay. Moving on. Oh, God. That girl is not going to last. That one's getting off. Okay. There's going to be a contest to see between Josephine. Remember Josephine? That's the one
Baker,
who's into music.
What a voice. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this girl. Okay, wait. Where are we?
This girl. Sarah. Oh, Sarah.
Sarah. Okay. Oh, she scares me. She's wearing way too much makeup. What's going on?
I feel like her eyes have been surgically widened, right?
Yes.
They don't look natural. And she also has crossed/crazy eyes.
Yes.
She's a great school teacher. Well, that explains it.
She looks nutty. That's from Newport Beach.
A great school teacher. That is a lot of stress.
Oh, God. This one's going to be really annoying. If you could be any animal, which would you be and why? A puppy! Or if you're a bird, I'm a bird, right? What? What?
No. Just, you have to understand her accent. Okay, dumb girl accent from Newport. Okay. She's like, a puppy. Or if you're a bird. I mean, I'm a bird, right? And then that's her smiling face sounds like this. She just means like, if you're a bird, like who's going to complain about being a bird? It's like, not a bird. I mean, they can't even talk.
I don't get it.
I'd be like, at least I'm not a turkey. So cool.
What's the most outrageous thing you've ever done? Maybe this, or moving to New York City with $3, 2 bags, and 1 me.
And by me, I mean vagina.
Okay, but she's 26 and she's back. So I guess it didn't work out.
She's like, it was even more courageous when I was like, Mom, can you send me $20 so I can get on the bus back? Which political party do you align with? Socially Democratic, economically Republican.
Oh, God.
Whatever that means. She's like, I like gay people.
In this day and age, it means she's a dumbass.
Yeah. What's your favorite flower? White roses. They're gorgeous, simple, romantic, and you're just friends. Ugh. This poor girl. I feel like this girl has been friend-zoned a lot. She's like, maybe if my eyes get bigger. Yeah. Mom, give me money to get my eyes bigger.
She's like, I spent all my money in New York.
Oh, my God.
But I need bigger eyes, mommy.
If you could be a fictional character, who would you be? Meredith Grey, Olivia Pope, or Carrie Bradshaw, the ultimate girls.
So tired of Olivia Pope.
Olivia Pope is fucking cleaning it up today. If there was an award, she would win.
Yeah. I was so wrong about Titanic and The Notebook. It was all about Olivia Pope.
And Step Brothers.
It's weird that it's weird that the first half was all about dolphins and The Notebook, and the second half is all about Olivia Pope and Step Brothers.
And lunch at Chipotle.
Yes.
If you wanted to approach a man you'd never met before, how would you go about it? She's like, find something witty to say. Like, I mean, if you're a bird, like, duh, who's going to complain, right? Duh.
That's why I'm on this show, because I don't meet anyone. Do you like to gamble? I love it. When I'm winning, ha ha, get it? That's one of my lines that I do on guys when I walk up to them. I go, I love gambling.
When I'm winning.
Ha ha, wink, wink.
I'm good at walking away to make sure that I am.
What? I call it the hit and run.
This girl is an idiot. I love her. I love an idiot with crazy eyes who thinks white roses are a compliment. What's the most romantic present you've ever received? A star named after me. Just like in A Walk to Remember. Because I hadn't told him I liked that. He came up with it.
Oh, God.
He just guessed that I wanted a star named after me.
She's like, they had as many girls as they could find, and they had to have been on the fence on her, right? They were like, well, what about this one? And some of the, they were like, well, I don't know. She's kind of boring, and she has, her eyes are too crazy.
Yeah, and then, but we need to balance out all the, like, blatant men that we've cast on this show. So just bring her in. She's got a star named after her. I mean, you know how many stars in the sky are named Goddamn Sarah?
Exactly. Okay, here comes Susanna. She looks like she was a cheerleader in high school, and she's still trying to maintain that smile.
Yeah, that
she's
smile.
Like, hi!
Yeah, that's a Grinch smile. You know, that's a Dr. Seuss smile. It's very like tight, and it could turn murderous.
Yep.
She's an account manager in Sunday.
Oh God.
Oh,
she just scared
me.
She's got bows. She, for tattoos, she has bows on the back of her ankles.
Oh, no. It's like a anal Christmas gift. Yes, an elephant on my back, flowers on my side, bows on the back of my ankles.
Why would you do that?
I mean, really, let's think about who's going to see the bows on the back of your ankles, shall we?
Yeah.
I feel like you're just saying, I'm a hoe. Just tattoo, I'm a hoe. Preferably on your ribs, please.
Save us some time.
Also an elephant on your back. All-time favorite movies. Titanic. God, Titanic.
Inglourious Basterds. Who would have Inglourious Basterds as their favorite movie?
That Nazi movie was amazing. Who knew Hitler was so handsome? Am I right, guys?
Avatar. How could that be your favorite movie?
Titanic, Inglourious Basterds, and Avatar. All about gorgeous men who died too young. Am I right?
This is the worst taste of anybody I've ever seen on this show. Oh, God. This girl is a combination of all things horrible. I mean, honestly, it's the Chrissy Teigen. She'd like to be Chrissy Teigen for a day.
Yeah, it's another one. That's another point for Chrissy Teigen.
And she, if you could be a fictional character, who would you be and why? This may be extra girly, but I would want to be Ariel. She's a mermaid. Plus, she has amazing hair and a seashell bra.
Ugh, so many girls who want to be totally incapacitated. They can't walk. They can't speak in a language that the man understands. They just want to be some lame-ass, floaty-ass fish who's handed everything for free.
Okay? Yeah, except that she has bows on the back of her ankles.
Well, that's called earning it. Ariel probably would have had bows, too, if she didn't have a goddamn tail.
It's true. If you could be any fruit or vegetable, a watermelon. I'm so tired of these people. If you could be any animal, which one? A lioness, because they're queens of the jungle, but still elegant.
A lion! Also, when did Chrissy Teigen become the patron saint of shot girls?
I know.
Every dumbass wants to be Chrissy Teigen. Okay, I'm sorry for going back. Vegetables. She wants to be a watermelon because they're sweet and they're the best during summer. And like, you know, like, it's good when you swallow, but it's also usually necessary to spit.
What's your guiltiest pleasure of any kind? Buying expensive shoes or not expensive shoes. I just love shoes because I'm a girl. Did I mention that? I'm a girl. I have bows on the back of my heels.
She's trying really hard to convince us that she's a girl, which is fishy. Yeah. Fishier than a girl.
I think thou dost protest too much.
Her greatest achievement to date is flying to Europe. Jesus, these women and their fucking frequent flyer miles.
I know.
It's like you're a real Rosa Parks over there.
This okay. girl's making Haley, the one with the bitch smile, all the better to me.
Taylor, okay. What about Taylor?
We're almost done.
Taylor.
The home stretch. We got three more left. Taylor.
I'm going to wear you down. I'm going to have you sobbing by the end of this and begging to never come back on a podcast again.
He's not going to be into Taylor at all. She's very young. She's 23. That's like a baby. He's 37.
She also has like five hairlines. I feel like they're coming really, they just keep coming further and further down her face.
Yep.
And she looks like another dude. Someone had
honestly,
to say it.
She could be his kid.
Yeah.
She's yeah. like 15 years younger than him. I don't get that.
Wait, how old is he?
He's 37.
God, they're really getting him a crop of noobs.
Yep.
It's like human trafficking over here. Mental
I mean,
health
the
counselor.
Oldest one is like 31. There's not anybody even close to his age.
I think that old girl from Naples, Florida, there's no way she's 30. That girl is like 40-something. They're going to put someone his age. It's like, I'm 20. It's my 20th birthday. I've stopped. That's the age that we all stop having our periods. Am I right, girls?
Most outrageous thing you've ever done, streaking. See, the problem is, and having done this job, honestly, is these girls, they're too young. They haven't done anything. They haven't lived. They don't have, you know, opinions yet.
They will tattoos, after this. No. This show going to break them
oh, my
down.
God. Oh, my God. Who's your favorite clothes designer? Forever 21. Ronnie, could you die? What is happening? What's happened?
What is the most romantic present you've ever received? A card, okay. Because I love words of affirmation from Maxine, the old lady on the shoebox greetings.
What is happening with this girl? This is like, they did not save the best for last.
Yeah. I hate it when my date only talks about himself or only asks about me. Okay.
How about
she's
what
just
US
like
city
always
the,
get mad.
What U.S. city is the most romantic to you? Seattle, because it's home. What?
Home is where the dot is. What do you admire most in the world and why? Brené Brown for strength and courage to be memorable.
Courage to be memorable? It takes courage to be memorable? You know what? I want to be memorable, but I'm not brave enough.
God, I wish I had the strength to be memorable.
You know what? I feel bad, honestly, because this girl's just young. She probably just turned 23.
She's like, I'm wearing a hello, my name is tag because I have courage. What's your guiltiest pleasure? Chocolate. If you really wanted to impress a man, what would you do? One, be myself. Two, be open and authentic. Three, look bomb.
Honestly, that makes me sad because she looks like a little girl. She's too young. Can you imagine her having to go in the fantasy suite with Nick?
Oh, it'd be like, yeah, it'd be kind of sad. Like the mom would be outside the bedroom crying, but knowing that it's just a part of becoming a wife.
Yes.
But then she wouldn't become the wife, and then the family would feel really disappointed with her, and like she'd become really fat and like live in the maid's room, and the dad would be like, "Oh, you could have had a husband, but you messed it up."
Oh God, let's move on to Vanessa because she's 29.
I
feel better.
No, I'm sad now.
She's a special education teacher. She's pretty in like a
special education teacher kind of a way.
Yeah.
That's so she's rude. From, who says that? At this point, Canada. We've been recording so long, I'm just being shitty to everybody just because. Which is totally different than how I was.
You know before. What? I like this. Okay, this girl's going to be good. Actually, she's going to be good. She's from Canada. I like people from Canada. Her three best attributes are her personality. Yeah, John just laughed at me. Fuck him. He doesn't know me. My drive to succeed and work hard and my patience.
Okay, well, that's
is
good.
It your drive to succeed or your drive to work hard? You know, that's four attributes.
That's true, actually. She's not very, she does teach special ed. Okay.
Yeah. If you could be any fruit or veggie, which one would you be? An onion, because they're a staple item and can be found all year round.
Oh my God, you cut those things up, your kitchen will stink for a week.
She's trying a little bit too hard, but I like her. She tries hard because she's from Canada.
Where they pay double the price for books. Do you have any phobias? Spiders! No, she says Sparks and Beat. Sparks.
Shark.
What if it was Sparks? Oh my God, Sparks. Sharks, terrified of Sparks.
Phobia? Like, isn't that? I feel like a phobia is something that other people are fine with and you're not. Is it like most people are totally cool with sharks, but I'm weird. Like, I have a weird thing where I don't like sharks.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I don't want to be burned alive. That's a phobia of mine.
Like, a lot of people are really cool with fire and being in it, but I'm like, oh, I don't like it. It's weird. I don't know why.
You know what's super crazy? I do not want to be dismembered while I'm living. It's nuts.
It's like a phobia. It's like, I know a lot of people are cool with it, but I don't like even the idea of it. It freaks me out. It creeps me out.
Well, she can't say gay people. Okay, what does your ideal mate look like? I don't really have a type, but a great smile is definitely necessary.
And no Jews. Just start putting stuff in, make these people like horrible people.
Making this girl a horrible, like, unable to count, racist.
What are you most afraid of? Hurting people's feelings and dark people.
Your tattoos say Hitler wasn't
totally wrong. John goes, what do your tattoos say? What did you say?
Hitler had a few good ideas.
Hitler had a few good ideas.
God.
Oh God, Vanessa, we're sorry.
Do you speak any languages other than English, French, and Italian? What's the most romantic present you've ever received, and why? A noose that I hung my maid from in the front yard. Then we put an apple in her mouth and set her on fire, which is one of my phobias. So I'm proud of myself.
I know. I worked through it. And I deserve a pat on the back for that.
How important is your family?
I just meditated first and really got myself centered. And then it just went really easily. I don't know. What's the most romantic present you have ever received and why? A promise ring.
An abortion. Of a minority child that was forced upon me when I wasn't looking because I was really busy pleasing my mother, burning the maid.
Oh my God. Now, every time we see Vanessa on the show, we're going to be like, what a racist.
Yeah. Horrible. You racist.
You had an abortion and you hate black people. What's wrong with you? How important is your family's approval to you?
What's the most romantic thing you've ever received? A coat hanger with a doctor attached to the other end.
Oh my God.
So stupid. Okay, what's next? Okay. This girl, okay. They saved this girl for last. Jeez, Whitney.
Woo-hoo. Okay, last but not least, sweet Whitney. Where are you, Whitney?
Whitney.
Okay.
Gorgeous. She's gorgeous and vacant. Perfect for this show.
A lot of the girls look like this girl with the weird curtains hair.
Yes, matted hair again.
Big eyebrows. They all look there. It's weird. I wonder if that's just his type. She's a Pilates instructor.
Well, that's everybody's type.
Yeah, that's true. She's 5'8". She's from Chanhassen.
Oh, now this is different. What animal could you be? She's like, an eagle, because I can see life from a different perspective. I like that.
Yeah, you look
like that. If you could be someone else just for one day, who would it be? Gisele Bundchen / Brady, because she has the reputation of being a really successful model and married to Tom Brady. Smiley face.
How did you give her an accent?
I feel like she has that accent,
she's
right?
Because she's from Minnesota. Oh, I thought you were doing
Oh, no. I think she has a Spanish accent. She looks mysterious in Spanish.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, right. God, please don't let her talk like that. What if she's like, Giselle? What if that's the difference between like your first impression and the real thing. She's like, hey, girls!
Do you have a serious fear of any kind of animal? Horses? You can't be on the show.
Yeah, this girl's crazy. I like her. She's totally against the grain.
Yep.
And her favorite sports are hockey, golf, dance, and football. Tom Brady, hey, batch. What's your biggest regret? I don't live life with regrets. Which means she's never been pregnant.
I think they put her last. Well, okay, so they did go in alphabetical order, but her answers, there's not been any more boring answers than this girl.
Well, I did like eagle.
Well, what are your favorite foods? Fresh fruits, dark chocolate, pancakes, french fries. Oh, that tells me a lot about you. Wow, we've really uncovered what makes you tick.
Where did you get like your pancakes? Spanish accent from? She's like, pancakes.
I made it up because I'm crazy.
I learned it from the back of a pancake. Oh my God. How much do you enjoy the theater? What an odd question. It's like the only, how much do you enjoy the theater? Well, I like going to movies.
But also fun to rent them at home.
What the fuck kind of question is that? Okay, the person has just quit. Who's asking these questions? They've just asked some random old queen. These are like questions I'm asking. I'm like, what's your favorite musical? What do you like to eat? What do you regret? Do you hate horses? Me too.
What does being married mean to you? Loving, caring, communicating, supporting each other through life experiences. Also, creating our own family.
With Tom Brady.
Okay, this girl's a loser. Oh my She'll God. Probably, she's probably going to win.
Yeah, she is gorgeous and boring. And I, you know, we learned last season on Bachelor in Paradise that he can't handle boring. He really tried to settle for that stupid, boring girl who is really pretty and who would have put up with his shit and given him babies and done whatever the hell he wanted. And he was like, you're boring. So he's going to have someone with a personality, which means I think the dykier girls are going to win. The ones, you know, the one with like the shaved eyebrow line and the one who's like, yeah, build orphanages, bitch.
Yeah.
I think they're going to end up doing well. But you know what? We're not going to know until 2017.
Nope.
Full year away.
What day does it start?
It starts January 2nd.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy New Year, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Everybody, all right, this is... we love you. This has been so much fun, Stephanie. So what a fun 4 hours or whatever we just talked.
I know.
Thank you.
I know.
Thank your husband. Thank your children for me. They fed themselves. They built a house in the background. They vacuumed the upstairs.
This is the longest I've ever podcasted in a row. No, maybe not. You and Ronnie. You and Ben do this all the time.
But not just on people. I mean, this is definitely the longest cast one I've ever done, where you just sit here and talk shit about the ladies the whole time. So much fun. We're excited to be back with you guys. You can find us at rosepricks.com. On Twitter, find Stephanie at S. Wilder Taylor. I'm at Ronnie Karam with a K. And listen to For Crying Out Loud for more Stephanie. And for me, watch What Crappens and Trash Talk TV, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobooks on iTunes. We love you guys. We will see you in the new year, okay?
Yep.
Boy.
Bye, bitches.